you. How many people are ready to take the information you've heard so far and turn it into action? Great. So that means we're going to see more of you at Ground Zero next Saturday, 1 o'clock. Does that mean we're going to see you next Sunday, the 17th, at St. Mark's Church, 6:30? That we're calling the 9/11 Truth Strategy Focus, because folks, now is the time for focus, right? We have far more information and evidence than is even needed to call together a grand jury to raise an indictment for the attacks of 9/11. We have far more. Scott Peterson was convicted of murder with probably 1/50th of the information that we have. So now is the time for concentration, for cohesion, for focus. That's what we're about. You're going to hear an awful lot of that tomorrow afternoon, Cooper Union, where we'll be giving the presentation, the 9/11 Truth Rally and Breakthrough. And this is going to be a phenomenal event. I hope you all know, right, what's going to happen. Folks, tomorrow we have a stellar cast of luminaries. In the evening, we're going to be giving a sneak preview of Loose Change, Final Cut. We're going to also have a special appearance by the artist Immortal Technique. And folks, you're going to hear from the tour de force himself, Alex Jones, tomorrow. Where are you, Alex? I just went outside. Tonight, folks, what we're presenting for you is an evening of New York stories. This is the epicenter. This is the vortex of the catastrophic attack which so horribly affected all of our lives and the conditions that we have faced now for the last 5 years globally. Remember, 9/11 was a global event, and one of the central areas of New York stories has to do with the effects that 9/11 had on a category of people known as first responders. Those are the people who showed up within minutes. They're the EMTs, they're the police and firemen, rescue workers, and many of them stayed for weeks and months. Many of them came from across the country. And we have three, we might have a few more here tonight, that are going to share with you their experience of what it was like to be there in that war zone and how they were treated afterwards. And though they were called heroes, they were treated like poor servants. Now, after 5 years of struggle and hardship that you cannot believe, I mean, if you can imagine, given of your time, your energy, your heart, your soul, your health, that affects your families as well, to be so mistreated that the city government, the state government, the federal government have created conditions in which these people, after they were becoming sick, were forced to verify that they were even there, forced to go through this long, long, protracted workers' compensation process, and were suffering, were losing all their savings because of their high medical bills, were suffering emotionally from terrible post-traumatic stress syndrome. And this remains to this day, folks. This is something that will not ever go away. And through their hard work, now I want everybody in the 9/11 Truth Movement to follow this example. Through their hard work and lobbying efforts and their willingness to go after our elected officials and hold them responsible, put their feet to the fire to end the statute of limitations so that if they get sick, the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year, that they got coverage and things of this nature, where legislation had to be passed in order for them to be treated as they deserve to be treated. Through their efforts, guess what, folks? In the last, I'd say, 2-3 weeks, the dam has broken, and they are now being recognized, and this, all the denial from the official New York City, New York State, and federal government, all the denial has now broken, and the official authorities have been forced to admit that their sickness and their suffering and their loss is absolutely due to the toxic aftermath of 9/11 and their presence at Ground Zero. Have you been following the news, the newspapers? I have two right here. The shame of 9/11. It's about time. City finally forced to act on health crisis facing forgotten Ground Zero rescue heroes. Here's another one. Twisty Whitman. Now, ex-EPA chief tries to duck blame for 9/11 health fiasco. And her trial, folks, is coming up. And you know something? The first responders who were told by the EPA that air was safe to breathe want her tried for murder. The White House, it goes all the way up to the Bush White House. You're going to learn about that tonight, folks, because this does go all the way to the top. And folks, whenever I'm asked, which is very often, do you think the U.S. government would be so crass and so cruel to carry off an attack against its own people that wound up resulting in the massacre of 3,000 people? I tell them this. Well, they told hundreds of thousands of people who live and work in lower Manhattan the air was safe to breathe. When to this day, it was not. To this day, there's contamination down there.
They already tested it. They knew.
They knew. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you of the value of human life? No. The value was getting Wall Street back open and getting Americans to do what they think is their civil duty. Go shopping. They did not care. Folks, this is the same as the exposure to Agent Orange by Vietnam veterans. We're suffering to this day 40 years later. This is the same as exposure to depleted uranium as resulted in Gulf War syndrome. That has probably one-third, I've read, as high as one-third of Gulf War I veterans suffer from to this day. And folks, but now the denial has been broken, and what this means is that if we keep up our efforts, if we fulfill our role and continue our pressure to get at the truth of 9/11, expose the lies, expose the true crimes, we also can break the dam of lies and denial.
Yeah.
An example right here. So, just briefly, I want to mention before bringing up the program, the news media is going on a frenzy covering the issues of 9/11. The first responders issues, like I just said, every day the last 2 weeks, it's all over the mainstream news, but also, they are out there covering the 9/11 truth movement with a vengeance. Earlier today, Dylan, Corey, and Jason were interviewed by Paula Zahn. They're going to be on Monday night. Earlier, during this break, I got interviewed by Geraldo at Large. It's going to be on Monday night. And this is just the beginning. I know these guys, thank you. Corey, many of you. I know Alex is deluged. Willie Rodriguez, deluged with requests. These people up here are deluged now with requests by the media all of a sudden to after years of silence to cover this. And
the fraud is collapsing.
So, with that, folks, I look over here and I'm so gratified to be with these people. The first responders, a family member that you're going to be just so moved by and enriched by. And with that, folks, thank you all for being here. I hope everybody knows of the schedules for tomorrow, Cooper Union, 1 o'clock. Right through to 10 o'clock, we'll be there. It's going to be, you know, a summit. It's going to be another part of the marathon here, the 9/11 Truth Breakthrough Weekend. And then Monday, Ground Zero, you're going to hear a lot more about that. We're going to be there at 8 a.m. throughout the day, throughout into the afternoon. Then we're going to go over to Spitzer's office and give him a bath of truth. We're going to give him, you know, an awakening. And from there, we're thinking we either go to Police Plaza or how do you think it sounds to go to the U.S. District Court? Right there. Yeah. And then that Monday evening, we're going to converge back at our home, our sanctuary, St. Mark's Church at 4:30 for a great gathering, a finale, and a convergence. We'll have food, entertainment, fellowship, networking. Hope to see you all there. And